This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Hey, what's up? Saddle.
That's my favorite one you've ever done.
What?
I love it.
Fuck you.
That was so funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
huh.
That was
so wait,
great.
When I don't try, I'm funny?
Yeah. And
but,
I'm Aaron Cape.
That's my favorite response you've ever had.
Yeah.
JPC, what do you got?
Boy, oh boy. I'm JPC, and that stands for Just Polite Comedian.
Did I tell you?
No.
Oh, I don't think I told you this in person.
Fuck.
I told a lot of my friends.
Wait, where what?
I talked.
But you told us, but not in person?
I don't think I've told
you
this.
So she says she hasn't told us, but she's told a lot of her friends.
Yes.
That sucks to
hear. I think I said this.
Your dolls?
Yeah, my dolls.
Are we not your friends?
We were at Waleed Mansour's birthday party, and you left. And then
I was
think
there.
I know, but then you left, and then I think I told the room this.
That
I was talking on the phone with my father.
Uh-huh.
My dad, his name is Richard. He's
Give
the
him
best.
A plug.
His name
what
is
does
Richard.
He do?
He's the best. He works at his job and he's nice. He's the nicest man I've ever known.
His anyway. Name is Richard Keefe. He works at his job and he's nice.
So nice.
Richard Keefe is filming in front of a live studio audience.
Anyway.
Is he like the anti-Mitch?
Yeah, I call him the anti-Mitch. He's truly heaven as
okay.
a person. Anyways, I was on the phone with him and he was asking about the podcast and he goes, you know, it took me so long to try to remember what three letters JPC's name was. And he goes, I kept mixing it up, and your mother kept getting so frustrated at me, being like, it's JPC. And I didn't want your mom to yell at me anymore. So I was like, I'm going to use words to remember what it is.
Uh-huh,
and he just
uh-huh,
was like,
uh-huh.
Now I remember it. And he wasn't trying to make me laugh. He went, now I remember it as just plain comedy.
That's fantastic. Just plain comedy.
I'm going to send him a text to show you that that's what
just plain
he's
comedy.
He's calling you vanilla,
yeah,
my friend.
Hey, whatever. Oh, no, plain comedy.
Oh.
What's the deal with airplane food?
Aaron, you have to be honest with me.
Yeah.
Scout's honor.
Yeah.
Promise me. You have to swear to me.
I swear.
You'll be honest.
Yeah.
Did your dad think his initials were JFK?
Probably, yeah. He just was like,
John, you always do this.
He's like, I keep mixing it up. And I was like, just plain comedy.
JBC, can I ask you something?
I laughed for 11 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Within the past few months, I've taken to calling you Japes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that?
Yeah, people have been calling me Japes my whole life.
Really?
Yeah.
Your whole life, even before you changed your name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
Japes are jokes?
Yeah, Japes are jokes. And also my older brother, whose name is Jesse Brown, people call him Jables.
Because mm-hmm. He's Anne of Green Jables?
I actually have no fucking idea what that's about.
I usually, anyone that I can do this with, I usually tend to like add... So, like, my best friend is Rob White, but I'll call him Bobby or Little Bobby White. Or, like, Pat Earls is a friend of mine, so I call him Patty.
Little Patty. Little Patty White.
But I try, like, if I become close enough with someone, I feel like I just put a spin on their name.
Just give them
a
name.
So I was like, I'll start calling JPC Japes, and that'll be fun. And then I feel like...
Ooh, this little girl in the corner doesn't have a nickname.
But here's the thing, is, like, Brett Lyons is a good friend of mine, but I don't know what to do with his name. Like, Bretty sounds weird,
mm-hmm.
right? So, like, with Aaron Keefe, like, what's... Here. Give me a scale of 1 to 5,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to suss this out right now.
Adam and I will rapid fire try some out on you.
Okay, great.
EKG.
4.
Out of 5?
Yeah.
Pretty good. Keefy.
5.
Kitty paws.
1.
Okay, 1's
Kitty
the best.
Kitty face.
3.
Cat ass.
5.
Eek!
5.
Eek the cat.
1.
Eek the cat butt.
And Keith, and Keith.
2.
Eek the cat ass.
1.
Keefer.
Yeah, 4.
Okay.
5.
5.
6.
5.
Whoa.
11. Stranger Things. So Keefe?
Mm-hmm.
What would you like Keefe?
I like Keefe. I like, my dad used to call me Aaron Baron. And then sometimes Ooh. Before I'd enter a room, he'd go, "Now presenting Countess von Erenbaron," and I'd come in and be like,
"Earlier
Hello?
You said that Robert Keefe was a slice of goddamn heaven."
Richard Keefe.
What did I say?
I don't know who Robert Keefe is, but he sounds nice.
Can he be someone?
Sounds related.
Can I be
to
right?
Me. Yeah, sure.
So Richard Keefe, you mm-hmm. said was a goddamn slice of heaven,
mm-hmm.
and now I understand why.
Yeah,
because that's adorable.
True heaven.
So Erenbaron.
True.
Can I call you Keefe then?
Keefe and Keefe. Keefe.
What's a fun nickname for me?
Dole.
Bobby, little Bobby White.
Little Bobby White.
Little Bobby Dole.
Let's call him little Bobby White from now on. Addie Batty.
Ooh, Addie. I like that.
Addie Batty.
Addie Batty.
My college roommate used to call me Addie Pants.
Can I call you Addie?
Yeah.
Adman.
Can I call you Mr. Mm-hmm. Riffi? Can I call you Chun?
5.
Riff Raff.
Riff 5.
Street Rat.
Street Rat.
Scoundrel.
Street Rat.
But I don't.
I think he's rather horny.
What did you say?
This gotta guy's gotta
eat a kid, gotta fuck a kid. You said that one episode. That's what JPC said once.
Gotta fuck a kid, gotta eat his ass.
It was a different time.
Yeah.
6 months ago.
6 months ago. I've grown a lot.
So let's redo the intro. Hey, what's up? This is Riff Raff.
Japes.
And
Keefe.
Eek the cat.
And Sharky the dog.
Oh, and people checked out. And this is a podcast about riddles. And I've got great news for you.
Oh my God, what's the news? Am I pregnant?
Aaron, I've got great news for you.
Am I pregnant?
I've been keeping track of your urination schedule. And by
as
my...
Always.
As always. As I promised to do. And Adel, I have also been keeping track of your urination schedule. I've been keeping track of now, Adel, for you.
Joke's on you, I don't pee. I don't
5
poop.
Months. And, I have not seen a pee yet.
I poop out my piss.
I've heard a bunch of pees, but I haven't seen one.
Sorry, not sorry.
But Aaron, you're pregnant.
Oh, mm-hmm. with what?
A
human baby? Oh, damn. Okay.
It is a turd. No, the good news for both of you is that there are. I've prepared some riddles for this episode, and I'm going to act as
a covered dish here. He has oven mitts on, a covered dish. He's lifting up the lid.
It's Arby's.
That's a dead cat.
That's a dead
Arby's.
Cat.
Who's eaten Arby's?
It died from Arby's.
Yeah. I'm dying Arby's. But yes, so I've prepared some riddles. I'll be playing the part of Old Man Puzzles. I'll put that in
Can
quotations.
I say something real quick?
Mm-hmm.
I saw a tweet recently
was
that
it one of
basically
mine?
Said...
Was there a lot of likes?
Arby's stands for roast beef. It's the letter R, the letter B. I've known that my whole life. This tweet got like 500,000 fucking likes. Well, are we just tweeting facts now and people give us love?
Yeah.
That's okay. Kind of how
Is this your stand-up?
That's also kind yeah. of how Twitter works. Yeah.
I'll see a tweet where it's like an actual funny observation or something, and it'll have like 32 likes, and then somebody will be like, Dogs is crazy. I'll have like a million retweets.
Let me see your phone. Yeah, yeah, so you're just looking at your own tweets.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm underappreciated in my
go
time.
go to your feed, and that's where you see all the popular
gotcha.
Stuff.
Gotcha.
Arby's used to have those big signs that that was a hat that said Arby's roast beef sandwich is delicious. Does anyone remember those?
Some LA still has one of those giant Arby's with a hat on Sunset right by the Earwolf Studios.
Nice. Yeah. Well, it's not the fucking network that we're talking about.
Headgum, please listen to HeadGum Podcast only.
HeadGum also has a very impressive sign right next to their studio, and it's, mm-hmm. I think, a gas station, maybe. but if you need gas, no
I did love
in the
HeadGum Studios.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's in a shoebox in a child's bedroom.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Box. My grandma almost died from eating Jack in the Box.
Really?
Is that fun?
What was she eating?
Jack in the Box.
What did she order? The two tacos?
Oh, sorry.
For
she ate a jacket in a box.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that'll kill a grandma. She ate a she had a shirt in her coffin.
Oh, yeah. That'll kill a grandma.
Oh, new catchphrase for me?
Yeah.
Blue collar comedy tour.
That'll kill a grandma.
I'm ready.
Oh, okay. Well, Aaron's ready. That means it's time to begin.
Wait, who's ready?
Aaron.
Who?
Eek the cat.
Thank you.
Oh, no. The wrong one's sticking.
That's what my grandma said.
That's what your mom said last night.
What?
They're wrong.
You saw my mom last night?
Yeah.
Fuck.
She says hi.
Great. Okay, so this is a riddle.
Are you doing your Obama impression?
This is a drone strike. How do you stop an astronaut baby
like
from crying?
How do you stop
Give him some space.
Is this a riddle for kid? Ooh, Aaron, Keefe.
Yeah.
That's like Ferberizing,
that's
right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is this a riddle for kids?
Tell him he's a star.
This is a joke for kids.
How do you stop an astronaut baby from crying?
An astronaut's baby from crying.
Tell him he's a star.
Tell him he's a star. Aaron,
take off his helmet.
It. what the fuck?
I killed it too.
So dark.
I killed it.
Yeah, that's true.
Tell him that he holds a lot of gravity in your life.
Oh, if the baby's a girl, you challenge her.
Nice.
Explosion.
Gross. How do you stop an astronaut's baby from crying?
An astronaut's baby.
An astronaut's baby.
So not an astronaut baby.
No, it's an astronaut's
adorable.
Baby.
Oh, is this like Milky Way, like breast milk Milky Way, or like Big
Breast Milky Way.
You Big Dipper.
You Big Dipper and
Breast
Milky
Way. Has somebody help me?
Okay, Jim Carrey's famous phrase from The Mask.
Hold on, I want to see a scene.
Somebody help me.
I want to see a scene. Adel, Aaron, and I are going to be executives at Milky Way.
Okay.
And you're an outside ad man who's pitching, trying to pitch us on a new Milky Way flavor called Breast Milky Way.
Okay, so just hear me out. This is called Breast Milky Way.
Okay, usually pitches don't start with just hear me out. That's a red flag for us.
Yeah.
And you said the name of this is...
And red flag means go?
Red flag is Australian for beer.
Oh, it's like the Red Bull is red flag?
You said the candy's called Breast Milky Way?
Yeah, am I hearing that right?
Breast Milky Way. It's a Milky Way made from breast milk, and the slogan would be simply the breast. Or the slogan could also be... Tits.
What?
Yummy, yummy tit.
What
tits.
What ingredient would the breast milk be replacing?
The milk. Instead of milk chocolate, it's breast milk chocolate. Can I ask you? Am I crazy? Aren't you the people who made fuck pudding? Put your limp dick in it.
Yeah, well, of course we made. Fuck
so
pudding
you'll make fuck pudding, but I'm
well
bonkers for.
We're Mars Candy Company, so we make a lot of different products, and fuck pudding is for a specific market. But Milky Way is an established brand.
This is Mars Candy Company.
Yes,
I'm
it
looking
is.
For Jupiter. Candy company.
Oh, that's down the hall.
And that's the end of this meeting. Jupiter.
Oh. But we accidentally ended the episode. Oh, no. What do we do now? Fuck.
Well, no. Now it's just dead air. Let's all just be quiet for 50 more minutes. But while we're quiet, does anyone
while
have
we're
an...
crying?
While we're crying, does anyone have an answer to this riddle?
How do you stop a baby astronaut?
No. Nope.
An astronaut's baby.
How do you stop an astronaut's baby from crying? You don't tell it anything.
Okay.
You show it something.
You... toss in a black hole. You.
What are some other astronaut things? You.
Ice cream.
How does an astronaut get to space?
Rocket ship.
You.
Practice.
Rocket.
You rocket.
Rocket to sleep.
Practice. How does an astronaut get to space?
10,000 hours.
And then turn left. Yes, you rocket. And all of those puns that you came up with
rocket
were very good.
Rocket by baby.
Here's an old classic, an old standby. Why was 6 afraid of 7?
7, 8, 9.
Because 7, 8 ass.
7, 8 that ass. 7, 69, 6 in front of 9, and that was traumatizing. What is a witch's...
I remember being a kid and being so mad that no one would tell me what 69, why 69 was funny.
What do you mean?
Like, no one, everyone was like, 69 is a sexy number, and no one would tell me why.
How old were you at this time?
20. Wait.
20.
Wait. Why is 69 a sexy number?
It's I don't, Aaron's
what's
of,
going on?
I'm
Aaron's
not
thinking
you.
Of
wait, no.
Forward.
Tell me.
I'm paying it forward. I don't know. I don't think I knew until I was like well into my teenage years.
Because it looks like
no
two
one
sperm?
Would tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Yes, we have kids listening to this, so let's just say it's because it looks like two sperm, and let's leave it at that.
Yeah. Oh, we do have a lot of high schoolers who listen to us.
Oh.
On
well.
Our Instagram, we asked what everyone's deal was and like who they are. Lots of high school students listen.
That's
something
good.
I didn't know, yeah.
Well, we are played in most high school science classes as official curriculum.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
I want to see a scene. It's all three of us.
Mm-hmm.
We have been hired to go to a high school and give a, you know, like when
eulogy.
You're in high school, you give a eulogy. You know, when you're in high school and they have, you go into the auditorium and there's someone who tells you like not to do drugs
mm-hmm.
or whatever that is.
Yeah, it's a janitor who did too many drugs.
we're hired for that, but we're getting people to listen to Hey Riddle Riddle. Hey, kids.
Dab, dab, dab.
My name's Riff Raff. That's a fun thing, right?
And everybody calls me Japes because I love potato chips.
Eek, the cat. That's me.
And we're here to tell you about our podcast. Does anybody here listen to podcasts?
Boo. Boo. That's what you should be saying because podcasts suck, except if they're cool.
I'm seeing a lot of middle fingers.
Yeah.
What are some of the podcasts you listen to?
Mm-hmm. This American Life.
Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Okay.
But not the badger parts.
Oh, wow. That hurts. Has anybody listened to WTF?
With Marc Maron?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
Well, our
okay.
podcast is like that, but different.
Yeah.
In terms of we pose riddles to each other.
You made it weird.
Okay, another great
by
one.
By saying what?
Comedy Bang Bang.
So great. So good examples of what successful podcasts look like. So take what they do, strip out all the heart or comedy, and then insert a overwrought premise and three people who hate each other.
Does that sound like fun, kids?
No.
No.
Cool. Well, let's try and cater to what you want. So let's spitball some ideas in terms of what do you want from a podcast? What things do you watch?
Porn?
True crime.
Okay, so how about...
What about some porn crime?
True porn.
What if...
Is that a thing?
That's the only porn I watch.
True porn?
Yeah.
So like amateur?
Yeah.
Amateur porn.
Amateur MILF
porn.
How about an ASMR podcast of two amateurs fucking while committing crimes?
Are you allowed to say this at our high school?
I don't think so. I'm getting a red light in the back.
That's a sniper.
Oh, it's a red flag.
Scene.
Yeah, we'd be great at schools. Speaking of schools, what is a witch's favorite subject in school?
Chemistry.
Brew. Homebrew.
Homebrew. What school did you go to? Chemistry's a good guess.
Oh,
Broom.
I know her favorite song is Cauldron Maybe.
Think grade school or grade like school. Elementary school, not like high school.
Wartmatic.
This is a subject that I think a lot of people had, but it goes away like post, before middle school.
Oh, sex recess. Ed.
Nope.
Hex ed.
Hex ed. That's good. Wow. That's really good. Hex ed.
Science.
Cat.
Yeah, science goes away.
Catography.
Think about something that's really Potions. Hard to do when you're a little kid, but
Defense Against the Dark
eventually
Arts.
People just stop giving a shit about because you got
Cursive.
Computers and
taxes.
Yeah, handwriting is close. Yeah.
A calligraphy.
No.
Catligraphy.
Think of, I mean, you're on that with words.
Writing.
English.
Close.
Winglish? Bat Winglish?
What is a witch's favorite subject in school?
Ooh, witches. Curse.
Broom, cauldron.
What a witch's.
Cursography.
They don't curse. They cast.
Spell. Spelling.
Spelling.
Meow, meow, meow. All right, I'm going to want to see a scene.
Okay.
You are two witches. Mm-hmm. And you're two witch moms, and you're complaining that like the curriculum at your kids' public schools isn't up to par.
Okay. Oh my God.
What? What is it, Glenda? What?
Well, so Ted came home today. Little Teddy came home today, and he was telling me about what they are doing in school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or what
Don't
they're
get
not
me
doing.
Started.
Yeah. So spelling class today.
Yeah.
They were casting disarming spells.
Were you? Have somebody lose their arms?
Yeah.
That's too far.
Yeah, it's too far.
Can I tell you what my Bridget is doing?
No.
She's in a public school.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
You know how we can cast spells for money?
What?
You can create gold.
Spells for money? Is that like gold for cash or cars for cash?
Yeah, let me pop on a quick commercial.
Hey, are you a witch in need of money?
Are you a wizard in need of money?
Well, pick up your wand and cast a spell. Otherwise, you can go to hell. Money spells for money. Spells for money.
Dot witch.com.
Boom.
Yeah.
Did they rhyme money with money?
I'm so sorry. I don't know why we watched that.
See?
Are you a witch who needs money or a wizard who needs money? Ooh, keepy. Keepy, keepy, keepy.
I've never said I was good at improv or talking or being.
In fact, you have said you're bad at it and that you don't do it well.
I was emailed recently from IO that was
weird
like...
Weird flex, but okay.
This is so... It's funny that they contacted me, but they were like... Would Aaron Keefe want to do a gig? And I'm like, I think so. And they're like, it's musical improv. And I was like, no.
Yay! Thank you.
But they go, really? And I go, she can sing, but she can't
rhyme.
She can't rhyme on the spot.
No, I can't.
Yeah. When does a joke become a dad joke?
When it's me, Adel.
That's true.
I will do that if they pay me a ton of money.
Oh, I'm still on this.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's what people want. They're like, oh, yeah, we'll have someone do your musical improv show. Well, she's really bad, so she'll only do it if she gets a ton of money.
I'm okay as long as the song isn't a rhyming song.
Ooh. So not a song.
No, other people do the rhymes.
Wait, what? You just set up all the rhymes?
Yeah,
that's
and then
the
other
best.
People. That's what, if I ever go on Off Book, I'm going to go listen.
Listen.
Here's what I'll say. I've been on Off Book twice. Mm-hmm. And you do not have to be able to sing a rhyme to be on Off.
That's
all right. Then what's the problem here?
Just, every time
I can
I'm
do
off,
one of those
every time I'm on off book, it's me being like, hey, who has cheese? Thank you, please.
That's
it's
charming.
Like a fifth grader giving a book report. Listen off book. They're amazing.
I get.
I'm bad. They're amazing.
Yeah, we Your should fifth have pitched grade those to book those high reports school kids.
Sound like they're fucking awful. about finding cheese and
I
shit.
I get off book songs stuck in my head more than regular songs.
Brag.
Those two crazy kids.
Those two crazy kids.
They write the catchiest. Not right. They make up
Listen
the catchiest songs
Listen to our episode
ever.
With Zach and Jess.
Yeah. And I think those two crazy kids, they just might make it.
Can I also
with
say?
Their respected relationships.
Also listen to our episode with Zach and Mary.
Mm-hmm. And listen to the movie Zach and Miri make a porno. Yeah. All right. When does a joke become a dad joke?
When a dad tells it.
No.
What
kind? No, not really, though.
Hi, joke. I'm dad.
Dad'll refi.
Dad'll refi. Nope.
When does a joke become a dad joke? Mm-hmm. Oh,
when it's
pregnant.
Golfing.
Closer.
When it gets another joke pregnant.
When there's a pregnant pause.
Is that it?
Well, no, no.
When
but
it has a kid.
Pause is spelled P-A apostrophe S.
When it has a kid.
When it's just kidding.
When it's just kidding is Ooh. Close. Has a kid is you're on the right track.
Something a kid.
Not a kid.
Something single dad.
A laugh, a joke.
What's a kid and a...
Ha.
Adult.
A kid and a...
If you're an adult and you have a kid, your relationship with that
parent.
Kid is... Okay.
It's a parent you're kidding.
Yeah, when the punchline
is apparent.
Is apparent. Yes.
Pretty good, actually.
Yes, pretty good. All right. And the last one of these, how do you make a lemon drop?
You let go.
How do you make a lemon drop?
Is that what it is? Yeah, you just let it fall.
Oh, okay.
The sweet summer air. Isn't it nice?
I do want to see a scene.
Oh, okay.
Aaron, you are noted physicists. Best friend, you are Susie Newton.
Okay. Best friend, yeah. Also sister?
Yeah. Okay. Sisters can be best friends.
Yeah.
So you are Isaac Newton's sister. Isaac, of course, had the apple fall on his head. He discovered mm-hmm. gravity or put a name to it. And you are Susie Newton. You're sitting under a lemon tree, and we see what happens.
Isaac thinks he's so great because he got a head injury, and now he's getting all of this money. I'm Susie Newton, and everybody underestimates me. And I'm going to have something happen to me, but I get Plunk. Famous, and I get... Ow. A lemon just fell on my knee. Guess I'll eat it? No. No one's ever eaten a lemon before.
Susie, it's me. Your inner voice.
Okay.
Let's...
I wish you were a lady,
let's unpack,
but...
Excuse
okay,
me?
Go ahead. No, no.
Well... I can go away.
No, no, no. Okay, stay.
Or I can put
stay.
On a lady voice, but it's not going
to
be good.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Just stay. What's up?
I'm your inner reasoning.
Okay.
What just happened to you could be useful for future mankind, womankind, people.
Okay, well, should I eat this lemon? I mean, no one's ever eaten a lemon before.
No, no, no. When life hands you lemons,
Okay.
When life hands you lemons.
All right.
You can come up with a phrase to finish that.
When life hands you lemons, throw the lemons at your enemies.
Oh, good, good, good first rough draft.
When life hands you lemons.
Here, let me start.
Cut it up and put it on a fish.
What? Yeah, if you're Mediterranean. Here, let me give you a little nudge.
Okay.
When life doesn't ask you to the prom, you promenade.
Okay.
Susie, wake up. Okay, I'm so sorry. My name is Dr. Stevens.
Wait, can you say that line again?
Susie, wake up.
Wake up. Wake up a little Susie, oh, wake up. Can I have that?
Yeah, it's all yours.
Okay, peace out.
My name is Dr. Stevens. You're in the hospital. You've been in a coma for
Wait, can you say that again? What was your name?
But Dr. Stevens.
And you're a cat?
Yeah, I can be.
Cat Stevens, can I have that?
Yeah, sure. It's all right, yours. God bless you, Yusuf Islam. Susie, you're in the hospital. You've been in a coma for the last 9 months. You ate a lemon.
But I was just 15 for a moment.
What was she in?
A coma.
Girlfriend in a coma. And what was your line?
I'm 15.
Nothing
for
with
a
that.
Moment.
All right. Can I have girlfriend in a coma?
No, that's mine.
I'm keeping that.
Ah, Yusuf Islam. You've been in a coma for the last 9 months. Your brother, Isaac, has won the Medal of Science.
No.
You ate a lemon. No one has ever done that before. Yeah. And you went into a coma for 9 months.
What?
Yes.
Maybe I should have just eaten the outside and not the outside.
Eating the outside of the lemon. Now that's something.
No, don't eat the outside. Just eat the inside.
Doctor, wake up. Wake up.
Huh?
You fell asleep. You were hit in the head by a watermelon. You slept under the watermelon tree?
I slept at the Gallagher show.
Scene. Hippie!
Okay, I will say in advance,
This is our worst episode.
This is our worst episode.
We've done way worse.
We've done worse. I will say in advance that you two will hate these riddles because I hate them.
And they're a bad band.
They did the Lemon Tour.
This one is called The Empty Rapper.
This about 50 Cent?
Yeah, and he's got no friends, and he feel no love. And candy shop, looking like a lollipop. A woman was at the checkout lane of a supermarket. She removed several items from her cart and put them on the conveyor belt that led to the cashier. The cashier noted their prices and passed the items along to be bagged. A perfectly ordinary process, but one of the items entered and passed along was an empty wrapper. The cashier realized that the raptor was empty.
The raptor?
The raptor. clever girl. The cashier realized that the wrapper was empty, but charged her for it anyway. Why?
Because she ate it while walking around the store.
Wouldn't that be convenient?
She had chocolate smeared on her mouth?
Chocolate smeared off on her mouth. Aaron, would you like to wager a guess?
That was my guess.
Okay, you guessed what Adel guessed.
Did I ever tell you the story of I was really young and me and my friend were in charge of babysitting her younger brother. And the only instruction her mom gave before we left the house was like, don't let him eat Oreos. He's addicted. Don't let him eat them. And we're like, we got it. And then we just fully didn't pay attention to him. And like 5 minutes before the mom got home, he walked into a room and was like, hey, guys. And he was breathing Oreo dust. It was like on his eyes, in his face, in his nose, in his mouth. Like there's nothing more obvious in the world than this kid had eaten like 11 sleeves of Oreos. He was like,
Why keep them in the house?
I don't know. And we were like, Matthew, you ate Oreos. And he tried to die on the hill that he hadn't.
Interesting.
Just covered in chocolate going, how do you know I didn't eat Oreos? And it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
That's phenomenal.
That sounds like something that I would do as an adult. okay, so you both guessed
replace Oreos with cocaine.
Cocaine. The empty wrapper. She had her 2-year-old son with her. When their son got hungry, she got permission from a store manager to buy a sandwich at the delicatessen counter, give it to her son, and pay for it later at the checkout counter with the rest of her merchandise.
Fascinating.
Which is just an insane thing to get permission from the store manager, like it's fucking school. Let me ask you.
You also have to use the bathroom. You have to ask them. You go, can I go?
Can
use
I pee pee in the pool?
Can I get an aisle pass?
Have you ever gone to a grocery store and eaten something while like walking around the grocery store?
Drink, and that was like maybe one time when I was. I opened like a water and then paid for it.
I've never stolen anything. I've never opened anything before I'm checked out, paid for it. Like I'm very Midwestern in my brain, where I'm just like terrified of any sort of consequence.
Oh, you know what? I have done that in Whole Foods when I'm waiting in line and I like got a bag of chips or like a thing of fruit. I'll open it and I'll be eating it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a free sample, I've never eaten it. And I know people who like will eat like grab an olive from the like salad bar or something, and they're like grab one. I'm like, I can't do that.
You know these people? These criminals?
Sure.
Yeah, people just grab cookies at Whole Foods. I'm like, I would never do that. You must pay.
JPC, you famously never pay for chapstick.
No, I don't pay for chapstick. There used to be the Marsh or a Kroger that I grew up with. When you
say Marsh?
Marsh was a grocery store chain in Indianapolis. Hmm. They don't exist anymore. It was like Marsh and Joe O'Malley's were two grocery store chains that I don't think exist anymore. But there was a Marsh that you would go to, and as soon as you walked in, you had to go like left into the store because right was all the cash registers, and left on that aisle was like just chips. Like it was just a wall of chips. And without fail, every time we would go in, I would just open up a bag of chips and just like eat them as you're walking to the
store.
And
nobody say anything to you?
No.
Is it because the store was named Marsh?
I mean, yes, I would pay for them like later.
Yeah.
There has been times where I've eaten food in the grocery store, like from taking it off a shelf and eating it and not paid for it, just like throwing it away or something and then left the store. But it's been a long time since I've done that. And one time I think I opened a drink, like a Dr. Pepper, and I was drinking it as we were going, and there was still something in it as I was leaving to pay, and they were ringing it up, and the person who was ringing it up was like, this is open. I was like, yeah, I'm drinking. I've been drinking out of it. And they were like, you just drank this? And I was like, yeah, and now I'm paying for it. I was like, what's the fucking problem? They were like incredulous that I had done that.
Weird.
See, I'm almost with the checkout register person because that is part of my like the social norms of like, unless you pay for it, don't. What are you doing?
But I guess I guess
or even like you might spill it. Like it's not even a thing of like that you're going to pay for it eventually. It's a thing of like what if you spilled it all over the floor or like what if you cut your tongue on the they're liable.
If you were at the grocery store and you grabbed like a can of tomato sauce and mm-hmm. it slipped out of your fingers and it shattered on the ground, would you like pay for it?
No.
Yeah.
But if you're if you open a Dr. Pepper and drop it, you opened it. So you're
Would you pay for it?
The causation is you. Yes, because I opened it.
I would not. As long as I'm
cut from a different cloth.
As long as
I'm
in the store, I'm not paying for it. Because I understand what this store is.
Like, what about sex?
I will always pay for it. In terms of regret.
In terms of STDs. Yeah.
But I think that these stores are big corporations. They have a factored in loss factor of people stealing already in their prices. So if you're not stealing from this store, you're actually getting suckered by these stores who are charging you more money because they're already factoring that. Mm. It's like they have like a theft percentage that just goes into their thing.
Is this?
But also, if I take money from fucking Kroger, who gives a shit? That's a fucking corporation. I'd love to steal millions from that corporation.
Is this bad? When I was a kid, I used to go to this place called the Fruit Center in Hingham, Massachusetts with my mom.
Yes,
and to, like,
it's bad.
I would be sitting in this.
Give your mom a plug.
Oh, her name's Mary Beth Keefe and she's the best.
Where does she work?
A place, and she's great at it. My mom would like give me like three or four green beans. Like she would walk
loose
by them.
Loose green beans?
Like those loose green beans that like were under the little shower in the vegetable section. And then she would just hand them to me so I would be like occupied.
Mm-hmm.
And we never paid for them.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's like also like when you go to the deli and you give a little kid a free piece of cheese. It's like there's some stuff that you're like.
I think you're describing the life of a mouse. You're like eating green beans out of a shower.
In a shower, you know, a piece to of be cheese. Occupied. You know how that takes a couple hours to
I'm
eat green
borrower.
Beans?
I'm a borrower.
Okay, so Erin's got a lot of her childhood to re-examine, so we are going to take a quick break. We will be right back after a message from our sponsors, the grocery store. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. Kroger. Shit.
Oh, man.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of It's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could. Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people
can
actually
see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
stop
me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay,
what do we think? That
was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson shaving 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we are back from the grave, baby. Ooh, and then we all do the zombie walk, and we're all spooky. It's the monster rush. Yeah, what a truly terrible riddle. But I've got some more riddles for you that are equally terrible. This one's called Secret Fuel. Marvin often sneaked into his neighbor's driveway in the middle of the night in the course of playing a prank. He would quietly unscrew the fuel cap from his neighbor's car and pour gasoline into its fuel tank. What was he up to?
The car was a model car.
Read it again.
Aaron, I will not. If you want to read it, if you want to hear it again, you can wait till this episode comes out and you can fucking listen. Marvin often sneaked into his neighbor's driveway in the middle of the night in the course of playing.
Snooked.
You like dags? In the course of playing a prank, he would quietly unscrew the fuel cap from his neighbor's car and pour gasoline into its fuel tank. What was he up to?
The car runs on blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the car runs on blood.
It's a little vampire car.
Yeah, it's a little vampire car. It's Dragula. Rob Zombie's Dragula.
Dragula Racer? No, the car, I don't believe the car runs on blood.
That's so what else could a car, is an electric car?
Well, if it's in Boston, it would run on Duncan.
Yeah, because America runs on Duncan. America runs on Duncan,
which is the problem. That's what's wrong with America. We run on Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
It does say gasoline cap.
Gasoline cap.
So pour gasoline and unscrew the gasoline cap. Pouring gasoline. What's the problem here? Just what's the prank? Oh, he does it while nude. Is that the prank?
His friend can save money. It's hilarious.
It's his neighbor's driveway. He's playing a prank. He'd unscrew the fuel cap and pour gasoline into the fuel tank. What was he up to?
Gasoline is his dog.
Yes, it's always the answer. Gasoline is his dog. His dog's name is Gasoline.
The horse's name was Gasoline.
Would you guys like some hints?
Yes.
I will say I haven't read these hints. I don't know how a hint could help you with this.
I can't wait.
Was the gasoline adulterated, the wrong octane rating, or otherwise intended to make the car run poorly? No. Did the neighbor know of Marvin's activities? No. Hence, it's a prank. Was the car covered by a warranty? Yes.
Does it have to do with what the car runs on?
No.
No.
And it does run on Duncan. I will say that they say that this is a prank. I know the answer to this riddle. I would never qualify this as a prank.
Is it helpful to the neighbor? Is it like useful?
I mean, the gasoline, yes, is useful to the neighbor.
In the car?
In the car, yes. But I guess technically this is still a prank, and so there's a part of it that's not useful.
Like the miles? Like the...
Yeah. You're on the right track.
The miles? The miles is the right track?
Yeah.
But what about the miles? What did you say?
She just said the miles.
I'm sussing it out.
Miles Morales, Spider-Man.
That movie's on Netflix now.
I've already watched it twice.
It's the only movie I've seen two movies in the theater four times. Spider-Verse and Kubo and the Two Strings.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I saw Edge of Tomorrow in theaters five times.
That movie is so good.
I love that movie. I hadn't seen it
until this year.
Really?
Yeah.
I keep hoping to make a
sequel.
Sean and
I do that thing where every time we watch a movie, it's like another person's pick and the other person can't have seen it.
Oh.
And that was like one of his first picks for me because he had a complete meltdown when he found out I hadn't seen it. And I loved
it. So good.
It's fantastic.
Like a year of doing that with him, and that's the best movie he's ever showed
me. I would buy that movie on DVD or Blu-ray or whatever, however you buy movies.
I'd watch
digital
it again.
Digital download? Anytime.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
His favorite movie that I showed him was Little Women.
Little Women.
He sucked.
Walking down the street.
Have you seen Little Women with Winona Ryder?
Louis May.
I read the book.
But did you see the Christian Bale Winona Ryder one?
Maybe, I don't know.
Watch it, please.
I've seen it before.
You've seen it? Mm-hmm. Did you like it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're good.
Also, was Louisa May Alcott from Chicago? Because there's a Louisa May Alcott school in Lincoln Park.
Oh, is there?
Mm-hmm.
No, she's from Massachusetts.
Okay.
We'll see for now. But
we'll see
you
how
you can go.
Writes
that's
it.
One of the
Are you always washing her bones, or?
yeah, where you're from is where your bones are.
Her house that she lived in and grew up in, you can take a tour of, and it's magical. You can, like, sit at the desk where she wrote Little Women.
Is it in Boston? Where's it at?
It's in Concord, Massachusetts. It's, like, a little bit west.
You can where fucking, the grapes are from. You can fucking go there. You can fucking take Victoria Del Bacchio there.
You fingered Del Bacchio? Oh.
I took my best friend there, and we happened to go on the day that one of the sisters had gotten married in history, so it was the one day a year they put her wedding dress out, and my friend found out about that and started crying on the tour. She's like, "This is a miracle." That's how nerdy we are. Not a very cool group.
I'm taking my mom just turned 60, so I'm taking her to Boston for her in October and Salem for her 60th.
I take my mom to Boston. She just turned 60. How much do you love that song?
10 out of 10. 5 out of 5.
So what was the neighbor burned before? Like, this is traumatic.
I don't know. It's something to do with, like, the car. You said the warranty thing's important. Why is that worth
the warranty is important, I guess.
So what situation would arise where putting gas in a car is like, is the neighbor poor?
No.
I don't know.
Okay, you want the answer?
Please.
Yeah.
Okay. Marvin's neighbor had recently bought an extravagant sports car and bragged about it constantly. Hoping to quiet him down, Marvin poured a gallon of fuel into his fuel tank every few nights. After the neighbor began to boast about his new car's outstanding mileage, Marvin knew that his plan would work.
He stopped.
Does anyone know that his plan would work? Because I certainly don't at this point.
He put sugar in the
gasoline? No. So he eventually stops doing it, so the guy thinks he's going crazy.
He put a banana in
the merely cowpipe? Add fuel quietly, then stop and let the neighbor wonder why the mileage suddenly deteriorated just as the warranty expired.
Wait, what? So the neighbor wasn't putting gas in it?
No.
He thought it was like unlimited gas?
He just thought that he was getting way better gas mileage.
I see what you... Oh, yes.
Because he got it...
So this
that's
is like
sort
the,
of a prank.
This is like the shampoo prank where people stand above someone in the shower and keep pouring shampoo in their hair.
I guess. Yeah. But here's the thing. The neighbor would be like, oh, my car's getting this great mileage. And then it would stop and he'd be like, oh, I wonder why it's not getting mileage anymore, and take it to the shop. And he's like, this is the mileage that it's getting. And the people at the shop would be like, that's the mileage that car gets.
Sir, this is a candy shop.
But that would make him go insane.
What's that?
But that would make him go insane because he goes, no, I've had this car quite some time.
Oh, yeah, and it did say he did go insane and he ate his father.
Oh.
So that made him his father.
I love riddle books.
I want to see a spine.
I love riddle books.
I want to see a scene. JPC, Aaron and I are your neighbors.
Cash me outside, how about that?
we're a married couple next door, and you keep pulling what you think is a prank on us,
okay.
But it's not quite the prank you think it is.
Okay.
And you're asking if we've noticed.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mark, Jenny, how's it going? Whoa, look at that on your porch, another wedding cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird. We get one of these.
So strange.
Every day for the past 3 years, we've gotten one of these.
Yeah. And
it's actually really nice because we bring them to work, so both of our offices are super happy.
Yeah, and the fondant is just exquisite.
Yeah,
the fondant.
Yeah.
What was it?
You're fine. I love you.
Fondant. What did
fondant.
I say?
Fondant.
Fondant. Uh-oh.
Fondant. I love you.
Fondant?
Fondant.
Your mouth is being lazy. It's fondant.
I love you. Fondant.
Okay.
What were you
marzipan.
Saying?
Marzipan. How do you say marzipan?
Marzipens.
Pick a side.
Anyway, what were you saying?
Yeah. Carl, what were you saying?
Anyway, it's German chocolate.
What is?
It's German chocolate.
The cake?
What is?
The cake.
How do you know?
How did you know that?
I can see it from here.
Oh.
But you both like just regular chocolate cake,
well,
right?
We're both we like all cakes. And like you said, we're bringing it to our work. So
you like all cakes?
Yeah, especially ones like this. I mean, each
gorgeous.
Cake had to have cost, I don't know,
$400,
$500.
Yeah, and the people at our work really appreciate it. Everyone seems really happy.
I thought when you got married and you moved in here on your first day,
you're sweating.
You said that you just like chocolate cake.
Oh, we just like, maybe we're making conversation. I think I was making a chocolate cake that day, and I went, hey, we're making a chocolate cake. I love chocolate.
It's kind of a blanket statement. So German chocolate falls under chocolate. The umbrella of chocolate.
It tastes different.
Sure, but
good.
It's still
I like
chocolate.
Dark chocolate, milk chocolate.
Even red
German
velvet.
Chocolate. Oh, delicious.
Yeah.
White chocolate, yeah. Do you want some of this cake?
No. I can't
can't eat cake.
You can't eat cake.
No.
Hey, can I ask you something?
I got celiac disease.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
The other day, Jenny and I noticed that one of the letters that came in our mail was one of your credit card bills, and you are massively in debt.
Yeah, honey, that's rude. Yeah, but we
noticed. But it's all for the same shop.
Yeah, we thought maybe we could
What's
help
the
you.
Shop?
Cakes, cakes, cakes.
Cakes, cakes, cakes.
It's called Cake It Till You Make It?
Yeah, I had to go to a different shop because one of them cut me off from buying new cakes.
In traffic?
You don't dislike German chocolate?
No.
No.
And, we got to admit to something.
Enough.
We've been playing a little prank
also,
on
if
you.
Also, if we did, I mean, like we said, we take it to work.
Take it
so
to work.
I
didn't know about taking it to work.
Carl.
Wait, have you been...
Huh?
Have you been buying these cakes?
Honey, I was just telling Carl about the little prank we've been playing on him for a year.
Huh?
Do you want to... We should come clean about...
You've been playing a prank on me?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Oh, here it comes. We're going to tell you. We kidnapped your son.
Mm-hmm.
He's not missing. We kidnapped him, and he's happily living in our attic.
Yeah, we adopted him. He asked us.
My Isaac? My Isaac's living with you now?
Mm-hmm. Deep cut. That's a deep cut. That's a Patreon cut.
Okay, I'm going to go... home now and
have you been sending us these cakes?
Eat my dad.
That's a great voice, JPC.
I can't believe I ate my whole dad.
Okay. Japes, I love that voice. Japes.
Thanks, Eek the Cat.
I messed up. I want another nickname, please.
Keep it.
There we go.
Okay, here's
and Aaron. Aaron so far away.
Keith. I don't need to dance. This is an audio thing.
This riddle is called Forgot to Stop. Angus was driving along a road at about 30 miles per hour. Suddenly, he jumped out of his car. He had not applied the brakes, and the car was still moving. He was not a stuntman for a movie or otherwise involved in a deliberately risky activity. What happened?
He's a stuntman for a movie.
Could you read it again?
No, he was deliberately involved in risky behavior.
Yeah, it's a story with holes and it's a story with lies. Angus was driving along a road at about 30 miles per hour. Suddenly, he jumped out of his car. He had not applied the brakes, and the car was still moving. He was not a stuntman for a movie or otherwise involved in a deliberately risky activity.
Oh, I know.
He's a cartoon.
What
he
happened?
He didn't see that there was an unfinished bridge in front of him, so he was trying to save his own life.
Mm. I've jumped out of a moving car before.
Why?
Really?
When I was a senior in high school, I was driving to school, and I had an 86 Honda Accord, and I was driving like 40 miles an hour, and I went to brake for a stop sign, and my car wouldn't brake. Like the brakes just went out and there was a car in front of me. So I swerved into like a grassy area and I kept trying to hit the brakes. It wouldn't work. I put on the emergency brake, which was probably a bad thing to do. It didn't work as well. So I aimed my car at a telephone pole and jumped out and the back end almost ran over me. And then the car hit the telephone pole. And then
Wait, oh my God.
I walked to school and
what had happened?
And I arrived at school and was like almost in tears and they're like, just go home.
What had happened?
It was just like the brakes I just didn't replace the brake pads, so they just went out.
So
it was the most terrifying thing in my life.
But
it was just
why
like,
did you aim it at a telephone pole?
Because otherwise it would like have gone into a house.
Oh, okay.
But I had the wherewithal
How
to be like...
How fast was it going?
By the time it hit the grass, it was probably going 25 miles an hour maybe. Mm-hmm. But I jumped out, so it hit the telephone pole and didn't go into like a house because I didn't know what else to do. If I was smart enough, I would have turned it in circles
and just like
and
yeah,
ran it out.
Centrifugal.
But I was a 17-year-old or whatever, so yeah. I jumped out and again, yeah, the back tires almost ran over me. Like
that's
my head.
Wild.
Yeah, pretty bad.
I remember I was driving back from Chicago with my friend Meg, and we were driving back from Chicago to Indiana, and we were going through like northern Indiana, and we were off the highway on like county roads, and a county road turned from road to gravel road. Mm-hmm. And I was in my 94 Corolla, and as soon as it hit the gravel, it just started spinning. And
spinning like donuts.
Yeah. Okay. And so it was just cornfield on one side with fully grown corn, and then cornfield on another side with like the like top 6 inches of corn that had already been like shucked or
corn dicked.
Yeah, corn dicked. And so we miraculously got it and spun out into that cornfield.
That's crazy.
And then the cornfield had a ditch to it, so we couldn't get back up. And then like we were just like, I don't know what the fuck to do. We were both like super scared, and eventually like a farmer who lived on that thing with his truck was like,
"Hey, you're in my cornfield." And we're like, "Yeah, how do we get out?" And he's like, "You gotta drive through the cornfield." And we're like, "Okay, like this way." And he's like, "Just drive through the cornfield." And he was like helpful, but kind of a dick. And then we drove through his cornfield.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a ruse to make out with your friend. Like, "Oh, my car's out of control. We're in this cornfield. My shirt flew off."
She's like, "This isn't romantic."
I'm your cousin.
What do you think romance is? Okay.
Are we done?
Can we have a hint?
Well, Aaron said, "Are we done?" But we haven't solved the riddle
yet. I know, I'm just saying, are we done with the riddle?
Are we done yet?
The riddle is done in that I'm done reading it.
All right, let's do it. Tell us the answer.
Give us a hint. Enhance.
All right, here's some hints. 1 minute before Angus jumped out of the car, did he expect to do so? No.
It's Angus Young of AC/DC.
After he jumped out of the car, did he expect to get into it again? No. Did more than 2 minutes pass between when Angus jumped out of the car and when he reached the ground? Yes.
More than 2 minutes passed from when he jumped out of the car.
And when he reached
the ground.
He was being towed
in the West Bridge.
I don't know.
He's being towed to space.
So we're very. Aaron was like spot on with.
Is he the driver for Truckzilla?
The bridge thing, the unfinished bridge.
So he jumped out of his car, landed in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Cool. No.
I guess that's not a 2 minute fall.
It's an unfinished Golden Gate Bridge. So the answer is, which I think, Aaron, I think we'll give this to you.
Okay.
The car ran off a bridge and fell into a lake. Angus jumped out just as the car hit the surface. Would that help?
Aaron jumped out.
He jumped out of the
Angus
car
jumped out.
Right as it hit the surface of the lake.
That's my reoccurring nightmare. I only have one reoccurring nightmare in my life, and it's me and my mom in a car, and we go off a bridge.
Wow.
One of my favorite... Oh, boy.
What's one of your favorite reoccurring nightmares?
Oh, boy.
Of mine.
My dick's so big in my dreams. Who's the guy? Fuck, I can't remember his name. This is going to be a terrible story.
Okay.
I met him. He opened for Weird Al in Chicago.
Dr. Demento.
He's a comedian
Dr. Demento.
He was in UHF.
Dr.
Anyway,
Demento.
He has one of my favorite jokes. Maybe my favorite joke of all time. And the joke is, I went on a date with a woman and she got mad at me for not holding open the door. She got mad at me for not opening the door. I swam to the surface. It is a very funny joke.
I like
it's
it.
Better when he tells it.
Emo Phillips.
Emo Phillips, yes.
Yeah.
I met him backstage and I asked for a picture. And I took it, and he made me show it to him. And after I showed it to him, he goes, "Delete that." And then he made me take like 10 more, and he chose the best one and deleted the rest.
Whoa.
I think it's like I don't know if it's like a bit or a vanity thing.
Well, it's funny either way.
Hey, who, real quick, I want to do something different, mix it up a little bit. Who was the love interest in Grease?
Danny.
Wait, which, Grease 2?
No, the first Grease.
The car
Rizzo.
And the boys.
Well, there was like the main
love story Rizzo. Between the car and the boys.
You think there's a love story between Grease Lightning and the boys?
Those boys wanted,
right.
Yeah, they wanted to do that car.
Yeah.
We fuck Lightning.
It's a real pussy wagon.
Wait, no, Sandy.
Sandy, that's right.
Yes.
Sandy, if you shorten that.
Sander Wise?
Yes. We have a new sandbox.
Oh, yes.
Sandy? Hi, guys.
How's it going, Sandy?
Chomp, chomp.
Oh, the Cookie Man.
Cookie Man's back. How you doing?
Good.
Great.
How
great.
Are you?
Congrats on all the success with your Patreon. That's great.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, Sandy, but we don't actually bring that up.
Wait, what?
We don't like to bring up the Patreon because then we get new people and then we feel like we have to appease them.
Right now it's a secret society.
The
right
one
now
thing it's a, we
everyone
asked
has
you
tattoos.
Is please don't talk about patreon.com/heyriddleriddle, where yes. For only $5 a month you can join the Clue Crew.
Yeah, and the fact that we give, you know, every Friday we have a brand new episode of bonus content, this seems insane.
Yeah, it's
we don't want to talk about it.
It's something we don't enjoy talking about, and thank you for the nice words that you said about it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And when can we expect your patronage?
You're asking me to set up a Patreon?
Yes.
Dang, isn't this enough puzzles for you?
Set up a Patreon in order to afford our Patreon.
I heard your AMA, which was fun.
Mm.
Awesome. I heard Aaron talk about, you guys talked about your dream guests.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you wanted someone who like built escape rooms to be on the show.
Yeah.
Aaron,
busted.
I got good news for you.
What?
I build escape
rooms. Oh my God.
Well,
what I wanted was right in front of my face the whole time.
It makes sense that Aaron mentioned something that already happened as her dream because she has her eyes closed for most of this podcast.
Who am I?
Did you know that the character Jigsaw was based on Sandy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. Sandy's pretty sinister.
Jigsaw from Grease.
Sandy. A hickey from Jigsaw is like a Hallmark card.
You are enough, and we don't need any other guests.
Speaking of you being enough, we hope that you brought us some nice little puzzies and things to play around with in your sandbox today.
When you put it that way, I don't know. But yes, I do. I have some puzzles for you. The idea with the, today's game is I'm going to give you three items.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like a MacGyver situation?
No.
Oh.
He's got a big bag of items.
I'm going to give you three things.
Okay.
And those things are going to be the fourth, third, and second things in a canonical list. And you have to give me the first. So, for example, if I said Curly Lambeau, Tom Landry, George Halas, you'd have to say
the A-team.
Don Shula, because those are the winningest NFL coaches, and that is the most sportsy I'm going to get.
And this was made. This is tailor made for Aaron.
That is the most.
Those are just sounds to me.
That's why I use it as the example. I was like, which one of these should I spoil? Oh, I know, the football one. Also, yeah. So does that make sense? You have to figure out what the list is, and then give me number one on the list. I guarantee you, you've heard of every single number one on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Some of the lower ones you may not have heard of, and it's part of the puzzle to figure out.
So, Sandy, you've been on the show, what, 7, 8, 9 times now, and you've run out of puzzles for idiots, and now you're giving us the real puzzles for smart people, and we're going to fail.
Love
it.
You'll be great.
Love it.
Okay, here we go. Seinfeld is number four.
Okay.
The Fugitive, the TV show.
Sure.
From the 60s is number three. Cheers is number two.
MASH.
MASH is right. Most and the category watched, is
series. Most watched finales
most
of all
watched
time.
Most watched finales of all time.
I got that one. You got it too, but I really didn't get it. No, I just wanted to point that out.
Good. Congrats.
Thank you.
Aaron, and I just want to say thank you so much.
Alan Alda!
I really can't stay. I just want to say
baby,
thank
it's
you.
Cold
baby,
outside.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I can't stay either, but I just wanted
Cookie
to say.
Monster!
What's the deal with these delicious cookies?
It's Cookie Monster.
Adel had this look of pain when we made him Cookie Monster.
He knew who he asked to
be. Aaron, can I see a quick scene? This will be 10 to 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Can I see a quick scene of when you got that right, mm-hmm. After your fear of hearing the winningest NFL coaches?
Yeah.
After you got that one right, what in your brain, what was the celebration like? Let's just hear that.
Oh, I'm hungry and I'm tired, but I'm always tired. Oh, they're talking to me.
See.
Oh man, I'm gonna get you're gonna get letters about that NFL one. I think it's wrong. That's why I use it as a
oh, no.
No, I had to look at. Oh wait, hold on. Because I wrote it. I wrote that example years,
is the Patriots,
years before.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
the,
it's Bill
Belichick is up
that
there.
Line.
Yeah.
So it's Landry, Belichick, Halas, and Shula. Sorry, everyone. It's been corrected. Okay.
Are you live tweeting this? Did someone correct you?
Oh my god. All right, here we go. Number four, Charlotte. Number three,
Sex and
George.
City.
Number two, William. Number one,
Charlotte.
Charlotte, William, George.
Charlotte is four. George is three. William is two.
Oh, these are royalty.
Oh.
So what's number one?
Kate Middleton.
Charlotte.
What's the list?
William. The
spouses of
royalty?
No, it's got to be.
No. Charlotte,
children?
It's the ranking of the throne. So it's George, William's dad. What's his name? Charles.
Charles. Yes. The British line of succession.
It's interesting that Aaron got that one, too. Mm.
I want Charles in charge of England.
Okay, here we go. Hindi is number four. Mm-hmm. English, number three. Spanish, number two.
What's the number one language in
English.
The world?
English. Arabic.
Not Arabic.
Chinese.
Arabesh.
It's Chinese. It's Mandarin.
Damn
Chinese.
It.
Most spoken language.
So crazy.
What is
that
happening?
Aaron got three in a row.
Yeah, let's keep it going. Madonna. Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley.
Mariah Carey.
What do you think the list is?
It's the most number one singles on the Billboard 100 or something.
Maroon 5.
Adele.
No.
Is it Grammys?
Could you read them again? Sorry.
Madonna, Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley.
It's solo artists who've had the number.
It's
right?
Not solo artists.
No?
Those happen to be, but.
Madonna,
the
Elvis
list
Presley,
is more general
and Celine Dion. Who's the other one?
We don't know
most
the other
number
one.
Number one hits at a time?
No.
Sorry, it was Madonna. Elton John, no.
Madonna.
I'm thinking
Michael
John
Jackson,
yeah,
Madonna,
Elvis Presley.
Is this record sales?
Yeah, it's best-selling.
Best-selling.
Beatles.
Oh, Eagles.
There you go.
Beatles.
Oh, Beatles?
Yep.
So you said Eagles and you said Beatles.
Well, for a while, the Eagles' Greatest Hits was like the number one selling album of all time.
Yeah, I think
more
it is,
so than
is,
the Beatles.
This is total.
Oh,
this
gotcha.
Is total
okay.
Of all time.
I got all
of them right. DFW, ORD, LAX,
Busiest airports, Atlanta, O-R-D. Whatever Atlanta is.
Yeah, ATL.
ATL is right.
I didn't quite get that one.
All right, here's the sports one. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Alex Rodriguez, Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron.
Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa.
Biggest hitters.
Biggest, Mark McGuire, Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds.
Okay.
Most home runs.
Oh, I thought it was biggest drugs. Oh,
biggest drugs.
Sorry. here we go. Ava, Emma.
Best Marias.
So what's number one?
Maria Carey.
Maria from Sound of Music.
Maria CBS.
Maria CBS.
Oh, you're
yes,
right.
Yes, I ruined it.
Ava,
I'm so sorry.
Ava, Emma, Olivia.
It's number one girls' names
you got
last
it.
Year.
What is it?
Emily.
Aaron.
Ava.
Sarah.
No.
Daenerys.
God, everyone's talking so much.
Muhammad.
In my brain.
Number one girl's name
read,
in the world,
can
Muhammad.
Can you read them, the three again?
Ava, Emma, Olivia.
Beyonce.
This one
Sophia.
Is, you got it.
Wow.
I cannot believe how good I am at this. Can you believe I got
okay,
it?
Okay, Aaron, how many children named Sophia do you know?
Like 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been on the number one for a while.
Yeah.
Let's do boys. Aiden, Noah, Liam.
Hunter.
This is hard.
Noel. Gallagher.
Coleman.
Coleman.
Chase.
Jackson.
Chevron.
Jackson's right.
Jackson.
Fuck yeah. Jackson.
Wow.
I was trying to think of like the shittiest boys'
names. Oh, my
names.
God.
I know a lot of Jacksons.
Yeah.
So sorry. Anybody who's named Jackson, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
My name's Adel. What do I know? I'm a fucking idiot.
Oh, God.
Luzon, Philippines.
Ways to pronounce lasagna. Oh.
Great Britain. Honshu, Japan.
Biggest tea drinking places.
Luzon, Philippines is number four. Great Britain's number three. Honshu, Japan is number two.
Is this an Olympics thing?
Nope. What are all those things?
Funniest
cities?
Accents.
No.
People, like places where things happen.
Ooh, Aaron.
No, like
five.
A bad thing happened
five
there.
For Friday.
Yeah, no, no.
Good thing happened.
All right, say the list again.
Luzon, Philippines. Great Britain. Honshu, Japan.
What's like the key?
Great Britain
what's
is
like the
like
key to unlocking this? Is there
islands? Islands?
It's islands, yes. And what
Australia.
Would the list be?
These are biggest islands? Australia? Yeah.
It's not biggest. Australia would be. I don't even know.
Most number of islands?
But it's,
no, like Indonesia would be number one.
Island.
You're
Indonesia?
It is an island in Indonesia, but it's not.
Micronesia.
It's not.
Macronesia.
It's not the most. Those are all individual islands.
So we're looking for an island in Indonesia.
An island that has more than one country on it?
No. It is the most. It is a superlative. So it is the most blank islands.
Rainy.
No.
Hilo would be no.
Colonies.
It's
no.
The most populous.
Populous island?
Be like biggest, Jakarta or something? No.
It's Jakarta's a city. The name of the big island is.
Oh, Oahu.
Oahu.
No.
And it's not the
it's
name.
Java.
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 So I was pretty close with T.
I work with Python and C++,
yeah.
Oh. So I don't know.
All right. This one is going to sound really.
Adel, I like that joke. Just FYI.
Too late. Just too late.
Okay.
I need laughs or nothing.
This oh, I didn't give you a laugh.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
This is going to sound really obscure, and I'm sure you know nothing, none of these three, but the last one you know for sure.
Got it.
Metaphor, the tree of Utah.
Wait, sorry,
it's
repeat
called
that?
Metaphor, the tree of Utah.
Okay.
Our Lady of the Rockies is number three. Pegasus and Dragon is number two.
Okay. And we should say that Sandy just took a big hit of peyote right before right before reading this. He just took a big hit of peyote.
Could you read them again?
Metaphor, the tree of Utah. Our Lady of the Rockies. Pegasus and Dragon. And number one is... Well known by literally everyone in America.
Oh, Eek the Cat.
Are these carvings?
You're very close.
Mount Rushmore.
No, they're not carvings. They're very
statues.
Close. Yes.
Statue of Liberty.
Ding, nice.
Statue of Liberty.
Now, these are the tallest statues in the United States.
What I want to know is, I want to see a quick scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aaron, you're going to be the Statue of Liberty. And JPC, I want you to be Jolly Green Giant, just because why didn't they ever hook up? So let's see a first date. Just a one-minute scene, first date, Statue of Liberty, and Jolly Green Giant.
I think we're ready to order. We'll have the broccoli.
Okay.
And the peas.
Okay. Mm.
And we'll have some of the spinach.
Ma'am, did you have a question?
Can I have some ice? I've been holding my hand up for a very, very long
Can the lady
time.
Have some ice?
Yeah, I'll grab some ice. We don't allow fire in here. This is... A closed.
Do you know who I am?
I want to say Rushmore.
Scene.
All right, next one.
Yes.
Sandy, scale of 1 to 10. Did you enjoy that?
Let us move
yes,
on. Let us.
Let us move on.
Chancellorville, Spotsylvania, Chickamauga, Again, bound number one is something that you, sound you make definitely when you know.
Pennsylvania.
Lake Okeechobee.
Wait, can you read them again?
Spotsylvania, Chickamauga.
Transylvania.
Chickamauga.
This is a history.
Oh,
largest railroad disasters.
The four places Napoleon died.
I don't know.
The four most Napoleon-ish deaths.
These are all battles.
Yes. Battles in what war?
The greatest war.
This is
Star Wars.
This is a Civil War.
Star Wars? Mm-hmm.
No. Appomattox Creek. Appomattox Courthouse.
So there's Civil War battles ranked by?
Gettysburg.
Mm-hmm. Death.
But number of deaths.
That's right.
Number of ghosts by deaths.
Number of ghosts. That's right.
Spookyville, Ohio. 1 million ghost deaths.
Spookyville, Ohio.
This one's timely. Spendabuck is number four. Uh-huh. Northern Dancer is number three. Monarchos.
These are all Kentucky
Seabiscuit.
Winners. Kentucky Derby winners.
Horse biscuit.
What is the list?
Excuse me, Aaron, what was the last one?
Horsey Horse.
You think there's a horse called Horsey
Horse?
I would
name a horse, of course. Horsey Horse.
These are the most winning horses.
Biggest winner for odds.
No.
Based on odds? No.
Nope.
Best personality.
Oh, shittiest horses. Worst personalities of horses.
What's the number?
These are jockey names.
Seabiscuit.
No. What's the most famous Kentucky Derby winner?
Mr. Ed.
Seabiscuit. It's not Seabiscuit.
Oh, pretty famous, but I don't think he.
Budget Spice.
And the Kentucky Derby.
I know
these
the name, but I can't think
War
of the
Horse.
Name.
It's the fastest.
These are the
fastest
Kentucky
Derby
winners.
And the fastestest one
okay.
of all time.
They have stupid names. Old Bucket of Nickels.
I know it, but I forget. Give me the first letter.
Old Bucket of Nickels. Old Bucket of Nickels is the
Such
fastest horse.
S. Sagittarius. S?
You're very. It sounds.
Sagittarius.
Oh, this is from.
I know this.
Stegosaurus Jones.
Oh, wait. Hold on. This is a character who is on
Stratford
BoJack Horseman.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He plays.
Yeah.
Fuck. What is the name?
I don't know. But BoJack Horseman.
Everyone's
plays
screaming
him.
It. Everyone right now is like
the
fools.
Show.
What is it?
Give me more.
It's a Maggie Gyllenhaal movie.
Sagittarius.
No, Secretary. Secretary of State.
Secretariat.
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 Secretary of State.
Secretariat.
It is on BoJack Horseman. I did watch all of that show.
Yeah, it's Secretariat.
Okay, so you should go to YouTube right now and look up Maggie Gyllenhaal and Peter Skarsgård's home tour on Architectural Digest. It might be the hardest I've laughed in my life because Peter Skarsgård drops his cat in the middle of the house tour, just fully drops it for no reason.
What?
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's so jarring.
Does it land on its feet?
Yeah, but you don't even see it. He just is like, and this is a cat and you should rescue cats. And then he just drops it. It's amazing.
I like how when I said Maggie Gyllenhaal, you screamed out Sagittarius. Like,
Secretariat.
One more. Here we go. Sandy is number four.
Okay.
Maria, number three. Harvey, number two.
These are Christopher Columbus's ships.
Best movies involving imaginary rabbits.
These are best characters in Greece. Sandy's number four. I'm sorry.
Oh, Harvey. Remember Harvey?
Yeah.
Sandy.
Maria.
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 Harvey.
These are musicals, stars of musicals.
Nope.
Sandy DeOcana. Sandy, Harvey.
Can you give us a hint?
Maria.
These are bad guys in movies.
These are attached to, can be attached to years. So Sandy, I think, was 2012. Maria was 20.
Hurricanes.
Number one is
Katrina.
Katrina.
Yeah, you got it.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Great one to end on,
yeah,
Sandy.
Sorry about that.
Sandy, I think this is my favorite type of puzzle.
Thank
this
you.
This is really fun.
Yeah.
This reminds me a little bit of Only Connect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Sandy, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
For sure. You should go follow me on Twitter, just PZLR.
Okay.
Just sort of like puzzler, but with like most of the letters.
Yeah, just some vowels are missing.
Vowels and another Z. It's really a mess.
Okay.
But anyway, it's PZLR, so there's only four letters to remember. And then the escape room immersive theater experience that I made in Chicago a few years ago with a house theater, which is called The Last Defender.
Which is phenomenal.
Oh, thank you. Is opening in Denver at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts.
Also, the cool thing about that room is it's the one escape the room where you can go back because it's such a wide scope.
You play with 20 people.
You can play multiple times and not do the same puzzle.
Yeah, there's no way that one person would be able to see the whole thing in one go. The way the game's designed. And so, maybe three times at least to see it all. So that's opening at the end of May at the Denver Center for Performing Arts, and you can get tickets now. It's great.
Sandy, I have a puzzle for you.
Oh, go on.
Fill in the blank.
Listen, I'm only here to
here's
give
the
them.
List.
I don't know how to solve
here's
puzzles.
The list. 4, 3, 2.
Yeah.
What do we think the last one is?
Chomp chomp.
It's chomp chomp. It was number of seconds before we say goodbye. The last one is chomp chomp. Thank you so much, Sandy.
Bye, Sandy.
Bye.
Bye. Well, nightmare over.
Yeah, nightmare averted. thanks, Sandy. We'll see you in our dreams. Yeah, that's a good way to say that.
Yeah, I like that.
Hey, and while we're saying shit, let's say some stuff that we want to plug. Adel, do you have something that you would like to plug?
Yeah, you can check out Hello from the Magic Tavern is back for season 3, so check that out. You can also check out our Patreon, which is www.patreon.law.gofuckyourself.law. It's $5 a month for new content every single Friday. Some of our favorite things we've ever done are on Patreon, so if you're not checking that out, oh, you're going to want to.
Mm-hmm.
Please do. Japes, anything to plug?
We got merch in the store. Go to TeePublic. Check out all of our Hey Riddle Riddle merch.
We have a new Dead Stop shirt.
Yeah, that Dead Stop shirt is fire. You can follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly, on Instagram at SharkBarkman. Aaron, you got anything to plug?
Coral Keefe, you have anything?
Follow me, AaronKeefe10 on Instagram, because some fun stuff's going to be coming up for stuff. Just maybe follow me, AaronKeefe10 on Instagram. It's a private account, but though that's just to just that just follow me anyway.
And Aaron, you have a reoccurring nightmare, correct? Where you are stuck on
a podcast called Hey Riddle Riddle. Boom! Gotcha, Jupiter.
Fuck. Bye forever.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. KJ Snyder did the editing. Mary Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily DeForest.
That was a HeadGum podcast.